堂听 class.com。
Model Test 7 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A
Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Hi, Harry. It's great to see you again. I heard you've traveled a lot recently.
Yeah. In the past 3 months, I traveled to many countries in Africa. But I really missed the comforts of home. Now I just want to take a long break.
What will the man possibly do?Question 12. Oh, the heat is unbearable. Didn't you turn on the air conditioner?
The heat has blown our air conditioner on the roof. I've called someone to have it fixed, and they're on the way.
What do we learn about the air conditioner?
Question 13. Wow! You haven't gotten a pay raise for how many years now?
It's been 3 years. The company keeps losing money and they can't afford to give anyone a raise.
What does the woman imply about the raise?
Question 14. My new roommate really annoys me. She always makes loud noises at midnight and won't listen to my complaints.
Why don't you have a heart-to-heart, friend-to-friend chat with her? I believe good communication will help.
What does the man suggest the woman do?Question 15. Well, I'm really tired from packing all of the stuff today, and it's about time to clock out.
I know. Why don't we just call it a day and do it first thing tomorrow morning?
What does the man suggest they do?Question 16. Sorry, I overslept. I hate to be late, but my clock didn't go off this morning.
Again? Your clock never works. Perhaps you should buy a new one.
What can we infer from the man's words? Question 17. Hey, Larry, want to meet a few of us for coffee in a little while?
I would if I weren't so far behind in this reading I'm doing for history.
What will the man most probably do?
Question 18. Hi, thanks for your help. I guess I can handle the rest myself. But just in case, are you going to be around later?
I don't know, but you can always ask Judy. She's really good with these kinds of problems.
What does the woman imply? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Stan, do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Kathy. Sure. What's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
I'm not in there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation and marking in that office. But have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course. A lot of people are going in and out.
Has anybody spoken to him about it?
No, not yet, but someone's going to have to.
We can't really ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When the teachers have to talk with a student, they could go to the meeting room and not use the office. You know, there's a room down the hall, a rather small room that we could ask to use. It's only for storing supplies.
You mean that little storage room? Oh, that would be too small.
Are you sure? With the cabinets taken out, it might be bigger than it looks.
Come to think of it, you may be onto something. I'd like to have a look at that room. Can we go there now?
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What problem at the office are Kathy and Stan discussing?
Question 20. Why do Jack's students come to see him?
Question 21. What does Stan suggest they do?
Question 22. What does Kathy say about Stan's suggestion?
Conversation 2.
Come on, Jody. How are we going to convince everybody that my car wash idea is the best way to raise money for the Thanksgiving party at the student center?
It won't be easy.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Actually, I think once we show how much money it could bring in, we'll be sure to convince everyone on campus to pitch in.
Well, how are we going to get the message out?
One thing I was thinking of is to hang up posters on the bulletin boards.
But that's not going to attract much attention. We need to do something interesting.
Let me finish. I know someone who works at the campus print shop. Last week he said he could get hold of materials to make a big banner. That'll attract the attention of a lot of students if we can hang it in front of the student center.
Nice work.
I've also arranged to have an article published in the school paper next Wednesday. That way you can get the message out to the entire campus.
Uh-oh. That means I had better come up with an article pretty quickly. How about if I write it up and I'll let you be the first to read it? How about after English class tomorrow?
Sounds like a plan. I'll see you then.
You're the greatest. I don't think I would have known what to do without your help.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. What are the speakers talking about?
Question 24. Why are the two speakers in need of money?
Question 25. What does the man think of the woman?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Time spent in bookshops can be most enjoyable, whether you are a book lover or merely there to buy a book as a present. Whatever the person, you can soon become totally unaware of your surroundings. You soon become absorbed in some books, and usually, it is only much later that you realize you have spent far too much time there and must dash off to keep some forgotten appointments. Without buying a book, of course. This opportunity to escape the realities of everyday life is, I think, the main attraction of a bookshop. If it is a good shop, no assistant will approach you with the inevitable greeting, "Can I help you, sir?" You needn't buy anything you don't want. In a good bookshop, an assistant should remain in the background until you have finished looking through the books. Then, and only then, are his services necessary. You have to be careful not to be attracted by the variety of books in a bookshop. It is very easy to enter the shop looking for a book on ancient coins and to come out carrying a copy of the latest best-selling novel and perhaps a book about house decoration. Something which had only vaguely interested you up until then. This volume on the subject, however, happened to be so well illustrated, and the part of the text you read proved so interesting that you just had to buy it. Apart from running up a huge account, you can waste a great deal of time wandering from section to section. Booksellers must be both long-suffering and tolerant.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. Why may you be unaware of the time passing by in a bookshop?
Question 27. What is the best way to escape the realities of routine life?
Question 28. What is expected from a good bookshop?
Question 29. What might be the best title of this passage?
Passage 2.
Doctors say overweight is a very complex condition. For an overweight person, a doctor may advise medical treatment in addition to changes in behavior. But experts say the most successful weight loss plans include a well-balanced diet and exercise. People who want to avoid weight gain have to balance the amount of calories they eat with the amount of calories they use. To lose weight, you can either reduce the amount of calories you take in or increase the amount you use, or both. According to experts, to lose weight, a person should do an hour of moderate to intensive physical activity most days of the week. This could include fast walking, sports, or strength training. One should also follow a carefully calculated eating plan and take in fewer calories than his or her body uses each day. One of the most important requests in a diet may simply be lower consumption of sugars. But there is also a report suggesting that only a small minority of people have long-term success with dieting. The report in the journal American Psychologist was based on 31 studies. Besides, researchers at the University of California Medical School found that most dieters regained their lost weight within 5 years. And often, they gain back even more. People who succeed in keeping their weight off generally are the ones who exercise.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 30. What may doctors advise their overweight patients to do?
Question 31. According to experts, what should a person do to lose weight besides eating a well-balanced diet?
Question 32. What kind of people will be successful in weight loss? According to the California University study, Passage 3.
The Bermuda Triangle is a triangular area in the Atlantic Ocean. Stories go that many people, ships, and planes have mysteriously disappeared in this area. Many theories have been given to explain the extraordinary mystery of these missing ships and planes. But some people believe that there is no mystery to be solved. The number of wrecks in this area is not extraordinary, given its size, location, and the amount of traffic it receives. Many of the ships and planes that have been identified as having disappeared mysteriously in the Bermuda Triangle were not in the Bermuda Triangle at all. Investigations to date have not produced scientific evidence of any unusual phenomena involved in the disappearances. Thus, no explanation is needed. The real mystery is how the Bermuda Triangle became a mystery at all. The modern story of the Bermuda began soon after 5 Navy planes disappeared on a training mission during a severe storm in 1945. The most logical explanation as to why they disappeared is that lead pilot Taylor's compass failed. the trainees' planes were not equipped with working navigational instruments. The group was lost and simply ran out of fuel. No mysterious forces were likely to have been involved, other than the mysterious force of gravity, on planes with no fuel. It is true that one of the rescue planes blew up shortly after takeoff, but this was likely due to a faulty gas tank, rather than to any mysterious forces.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. What is the legend of the Bermuda Triangle?
Question 34. According to the passage, what is the real mystery of the Bermuda Triangle?
Question 35. What is the possible reason for the training plane's disappearance in 1945? Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States, and playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses, but some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment, despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers, with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
Now the passage will be read again.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States. And playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses. But some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment, despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States, and playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses, but some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment, despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
This is the end of listening comprehension.